Hello, people. Welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Emily, and I have a special guest with us today.
I'm Karen, Emily's grandma.
Yep. And we are going over, well, not the last, but the last of the three legendary birds in Kanto. So we have Moltres. And it's number 146, and it's dual type, fire and flying, and it honestly looks like a chicken, doesn't it?
Yeah, a chicken.
With a fire mohawk and fire coming off its wings.
Surrounded by fire, yeah, a chicken that's got fire on it.
A chicken that can fly, though.
Yeah.
With like a long beak. And so Moltres is known as the flame Pokemon, and it's 2 meters tall, or 6 feet 7 inches, and it weighs 60 kilograms or 132.3 pounds. So this is the regular Moltres, and then the Galarian one. It's a different variant of the other Moltres.
It's very colorful.
Yeah, the Galarian looks very different.
It's got roses and pink. And
pink flames.
From the black body. It almost looks like a dragon a little bit.
It definitely looks... It doesn't look like a chicken anymore, I'll say that much. And then, of course, the Galarian is dark type now, not fire type. Oh, and it's known as the Malevolent Pokemon. Anyways. So, was it season 2, episode 20? I told you what it was. You were supposed to write it down.
Oh, I didn't write it down. I didn't think you wanted me to.
Yeah, it's season 2, episode 20, All Fired Up. So in this episode, Ash and friends, or at least Ash, was entering the Pokemon League or Championship. And I think this might be the first one he ever goes to. Or at least one with a torch, because he didn't know what it was. And so they basically find themselves in the middle of like this parade, or one of the ceremonies for the championship. Like, there was this guy carrying a torch, and it was like a big deal. Like, everyone was clapping and stuff.
Yep, and Ash really wanted to carry that torch. Oh boy, he really wanted to. And so...
Because they said that the fire was special because it came from... Well, it was told... It was claimed to have come from Moltres. And, like, the fire represented the whole competition. So Ash really wanted to... carry the torch. So he basically just went up to them and said, "Can I carry the torch?" And
then he was told, "Only competitors can do that." He said, "I am a competitor."
Yeah.
"Oh, and you have to be approved to do that." Well, then he was so persistent that the President Charlie was
it? Yeah, the guy, President, I think the guy that was overseeing the whole competition, I think that's what they meant by president.
And then he said, "Oh,
his
you really
name was
have...
Charlie. He was an old man."
Yeah, and he said, "Oh, Ash, you really have spirit. I think you should be able to carry that torch."
Yeah. So they let him carry it, and Team Rocket shows up, and they cause, like, an avalanche of sorts.
Kind of like a earthquake, and then there's, like, a big hole, and then their van fell into that hole.
Yeah. They must have, I don't know. It didn't show how they did that, but anyways, they tried to steal the torch from Ash, and it was a bit of a whole fiasco. Like, the torch kept getting thrown around, and Meowth accidentally set himself on fire and couldn't...
Oh, I shouldn't laugh, but it was kind of funny. And then Team Rocket got burnt.
Yeah, and Ash was like, I'm gonna regret this, and then he used his Squirtle to blow the fire out. They used Squirtle's water gun to help Team Rocket because they were on fire. On fire. So, anyways, but then somehow Team Rocket did end up taking the torch. And they took off with it in their hot air balloon.
Yeah, and then it started to burn low. So then
the fire just went out.
At one point it did, yeah. But I think before that, they tried to turn it up and they got burnt again, didn't they?
They did.
Yep. They're kind of... Well, and then Ash was so disappointed that he did that. He got... The fire went out. And then...
Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie said... Oh, no, that's okay. I always keep extra flame.
He had a lantern just hidden under his jacket. Like, who does that?
So they were able to get it back. Get the flame back.
Yep. So they were able to put it on another extra torch they had. And so, they carried it to the stadium, or was that the next day?
I think, like, yeah, that was the next day. They went to this place where they all the competitors stayed.
Yeah, and spent then, the night before the competition.
Yeah, and then Ash couldn't sleep. I mean, he was...
He got a special visit from his dear friend, Gary. You know who that is.
Oh, yes, with the cheerleaders following him.
Gary, he's our man. He can't do it. No one can.
We have to laugh every time we hear that. It's so funny.
So, Gary had a few chosen words for Ash. He didn't want to get... What did he say it was? He called him loser something. Yeah. I don't want to get loserism.
Loseritis?
Yeah.
Loseritis, yeah.
Ash took that very personally that night.
Yeah.
He felt like everyone was doubting him. And this doesn't really pertain to Moltres, but Ash was having a little bit of self-doubt for the competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he said you should know your competitors.
Right.
Yeah, so then he got all worried.
Yeah.
But then the next day...
Yeah, the next day rolled around.
Yep. And they all got... marched onto the field.
Mm-hmm. Ash was still feeling really nervous at that point in time. And so there was this really big bowl by the stairs in the stadium where they were going to put the fire. And this girl was carrying the torch up to the bowl, and Team Rocket came disguised. And, forgot, did she give the torch to them?
I think they took it from her. Yeah, well, she had the torch. Yeah, she was walking up the steps. And she handed them, I think she handed it to them.
Yeah, because they were disguised.
Legitimate. Yeah, she thought they were legitimate.
And Ash was like, no! Because he knew that was Team Rocket. But anyways, Team Rocket got a hold of the torch once again, and you know, Team Rocket wanted the torch because, first of all, it was rumored to come from Moltres, the flame was, so that in of itself made it valuable, but they were also there to steal everyone's Pokemon. So anyways, Team Rocket had this big machine and it was able to put the big ball of fire on the like back of their machine. And so Ash was trying to fight the machine, but it wasn't really working.
It was like a robotic caterpillar, it looked like, yeah.
Yeah, and it could jump.
And it blasted Ash with fire.
Yeah, Ash was trapped. He ended up getting trapped, and then, damn, Team Rocket tried to set Ash on fire.
And they say, why isn't he crispy yet?
Yeah, like the fire came at him, and he was, Ash and his Pokemon that were out there were literally engulfed in flames, and it did not hurt. And they were like, everyone was like, what's going on? But then out of the flames came Moltres, the legendary bird. And Moltres just blasted Team Rocket off like nobody's business. And then Moltres went back into the flames.
Yeah, so he was in the flames.
Yeah.
I wonder if they wanted it so badly. That was so important, yeah.
So, like, I don't know if the Moltres was living in that flame, or if, like, the spirit of one, you know? Like,
or if he came to rescue Ash. I don't know. That's what I first thought.
Well, it came from the fire.
Yeah, that's true. It came out of the fire.
Yeah, it came out of the fire, and then it went back in the fire.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a legendary bird. There's a lot of mystery surrounding its whereabouts and whatnot. But anyways, Moltres saved the day, and they were able to carry on with the competition. Well, they were able to start the competition, I should say. So, that was the end of that episode. So, let's do ratings out of 5 stars. So, which version do you like better? You like this one or the Galarian one?
You know, since I saw, you know, the episode with the... I like the one that where we have the episode in there.
She likes the regular Moltres better.
Right.
I also like the regular Moltres better, even though it looks like a chicken to me. Okay, so what do you want to rate it then? Out of 5 stars.
I think I like it. I'd say 4.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah, I think so.
And why?
It's just pretty cool, you know, how it goes in the fire and comes out.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I do like that.
I will rate it... This is hard. I am gonna have to be honest. I'm not the biggest fan of its design. Like, I like the fire, but I don't like that it looks like a chicken.
Mm. Yeah, well,
like, they could have made it look more legendary.
Yeah, that's a good point, really.
Like, maybe a different color, but I don't like the colors of the Galarian one. So, I'll give it 2.5 stars.
Okay.
Because I think its design could be a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And now we will have our Pokemon tournament. So what was your favorite Pokemon before this episode?
Eevee.
Oh yeah, that's right. Eevee.
I changed my mind. I got Eevee.
And mine was Butterfree. And in this tournament, who will rise? Who will fall? And the champions are... Butterfree.
I'm gonna stick with Eevee.
Okay, yeah. So, I should show you, since you didn't do the other episodes. Oh, do you remember what Zapdos looked like?
No, I don't.
The yellow bird?
Excuse me.
So, my question for you guys is, which legendary bird from Kanto do you like the most? Articuno, Zapdos, or Moltres? Here's a good picture. This is Articuno, the blue bird. You didn't do that episode with me. But you did Moltres with me, this electric one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That's Zapdos. And this is the one we just did, Moltres. So,
what's this one again?
Articuno.
Oh yeah,
that it's like an ice electric fire.
Articuno is pretty cool. It looks like almost like a blue jay.
I know. I always think it looks like a blue jay too. It reminds me of one.
It's got a really long tail, super long tail.
My favorite is Articuno. Actually, it's one of my favorite Pokemon ever.
Really?
Yeah.
As good as Butterfree.
It's hard to get on Butterfree's level. It really is.
Yeah, it's a hard act to follow.
What about you? Of these three, what do you think your favorite is?
Well, Articuno.
Articuno?
That's the blue one.
Articuno.
Oh, Articuno. Okay. It's kind of a tongue twister. Articuno, yeah. I mean, just by looks. I haven't seen the episode, but just by looks, I would like that one.
Well, overall, looks, personality, episode. Although it's hard since you didn't see the Articuno episode, but...
Yeah, I can't really say.
Just right off the bat.
Moltres, I guess.
Moltres?
Yeah, if I had to. Yeah, because, you know, I just saw the episode and I didn't really care.
They're all nice Pokemon, so.
Yeah. I guess Moltres, as long as I didn't see the Articuno's episode. If I saw that, I might like that one better.
You did see the Zapdos one, though.
Yeah.
Did you remember that one?
I think I do, but I guess I'm not real fond of that one.
Yeah, it was a little on the rough side. Okay, so Moltres then.
Yeah, of all the three, because I didn't see the Articuno, like I said, like three times before, yeah. That's why I don't think I can really pick that one.
But you really like the design, as far as design goes.
Oh, yes, for sure. That's the best. Because it does look like a blue jay with a really long tail. It's really pretty.
Yeah. Okay, so let us know which of the three legendary Cantonian birds is your favorite. Please share and, I think there's only two episodes left after this. I think so, yeah. So, stay tuned. Thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye.